This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Russian police arrested nearly 3,000 people Saturday in nationwide protests demanding the release of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
The protests stretched across Russia's vast territory, where some demonstrators took to the streets in temperatures as low as minus 58 Fahrenheit. The rain shows how Navalny and his anti-corruption campaign have built a network of support, despite government repression. Navalny's wife, Yulia, was among those arrested. Navalny was arrested this week after returning to Moscow from Germany, where he had spent 5 months recovering from a nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin, which Russian authorities deny. The 44-year-old activist is known for his reports on corruption within Russian President Vladimir Putin's government. I'm Sarah Bassett.
House and Senate Democrats say national rules are needed to shore up American democracy after a tumultuous post-election period and deadly riot at the Capitol. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The 2020 election featured rules changes aimed at easing voting during the coronavirus pandemic. But those were challenged by a flood of lawsuits from former President Trump and his allies, underscoring the differences from state to state. Mail-in ballots due on Election Day or just postmarked by then. Absentee voting allowed for all or just voters with an excuse. Same-day or advance-only registration. The bill being offered by Democrats asserts Congress's constitutional authority to set the time, place, and manner of federal elections, national rules they say would make voting more uniform, accessible, and fair. Republicans reject many of the proposed reforms as federal overreach. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Portuguese voters, largely confined to their homes due to a strict COVID-19 lockdown, will pick a new president Sunday. As Reuters' Edward Barron reports, some fear going to the polls could worsen a surge in coronavirus cases.
The country of 10 million people, which fared better than others in the first wave of the pandemic, now has the world's highest seven-day rolling average of new cases and deaths per million people. Almost two-thirds of voters think the election should be postponed. That's according to a recent poll. Delaying the ballot would have required changing the country's constitution, something officials said was not possible at such short notice. But there has been widespread criticism of the decision to press ahead with the vote for the largely ceremonial president. Pollsters expect record-high abstentions. Voluntary teams clad in protective gear are collecting ballots at the doorsteps of some 13,000 quarantine voters, and about 250,000 people have registered for early voting to avoid crowds.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Somali officials and the Uganda People's Defense Forces claim that 189 al-Shabaab fighters were killed late Friday and early Saturday in an operation in southern Somalia. Lower Shabelle's governor told VOA Ugandan soldiers under African Union mission in Somalia using attack helicopter gunships killed nearly 200 al-Shabaab militants. AMISOM has been in Somalia for more than 10 years, keeping the peace and supporting Somalia's government as it attempts to fend off attacks from al-Shabaab, which aims to topple the government and impose its own harsh interpretation of Islamic Sharia law. Larry King, the Suspenders sporting everyman whose interviews with world leaders, movie stars, and ordinary Joes helped define American conversation for half a century, died Saturday. He was 87. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Brooklyn-born King began his career at a small Miami radio station in the late 1950s. By the early 60s, he was a local celebrity at a larger station with a newspaper column. By the late 70s, King hosted the first nationwide radio call-in show.
You're listening to The Larry King Show.
Then he got his CNN show. He told AP about his interview style in 1994.
I think you learn more through good questioning and sincere curiosity than you do through badgering. I never learned anything when I badger people.
King was married 8 times to 7 women, twice to the same one. Work, King once said, it's the easiest thing to do. I'm Julie Walker.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.